This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. So glad you're with me. And you know what? It tells me that I have meaning in your life. When you want to spend this, whatever snippet of time it is, with me, it means I have meaning. I'm significant, relevant, even. Yeah. So I'm happy that we are getting together. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Today I'm in a feisty mood. I'm really mad at liberals. I stay mad at them. You know, I shouldn't say that. I stay disappointed in them quite often because the same level of disappointment you have when your dog poops his cage. You know, you're like, seriously? Come on, man. You know, I take you out. I get your signs. I know when you're ready to go. So unless you're sick, why would you do that? Are you just trying to get back at me? Your dog's looking at you all scared like, yeah, I know. Yeah, but you left me a little longer the other day, and you were gone for a while, and I didn't know how to strike back, so I don't know. And then they're all nervous. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen that look in your dog's eye. They know when they've done something wrong, like they've gone through the trash, you know, you little remnants of paper. One time, no lie, I had a Rottweiler. I brought a steak back. From a leftover steak. I rarely eat all my food. So I cut the steak in half. A nice restaurant. And I'm telling you, I was in college. This was a big deal to me to have brought this piece of steak home. And it's in styrofoam. And I put the steak up on my countertop. And I turned my back to go to the bathroom for like a minute. It wasn't even a minute. 30 seconds. And I come back in, and I'm looking for my steak. And all I see is a piece of styrofoam. Just a little, like a sliver, a corner of styrofoam. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what did I do with the steak? Did I mess up and, like, break off a piece or whatever? No. Well, long story short, and I'm sure you've guessed it, my big Rottweiler, he ate it. And the only thing left was if he had eaten that little piece, I would have sworn I was losing my mind. Because he ate the whole thing, but that one little piece. It's almost like he was saying, you see it? You see a little piece? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know whether, I can't remember if he was constipated the next day or whatever, but he ate the entire thing. And when it finally dawned on me, and when I tell you this dog did not have a look of guilt on his face, I mean it. It was like, he was like, what? What? What are you looking at me for? Well, it didn't go anywhere, and you left a piece of evidence. But I look at leftists, is they look for reasons to, like, get us perturbed at them. They're like dogs that just go poop their cage. For no reason. You're like, I just took you out. I know, I wasn't feeling it right then. Yeah, but you can hold it. You're old enough, you can, I know, man. I mean, you have anything to do. So, I mean, it isn't like I clean it up myself. So, that's what I feel. And we live in this time, folks, where the crazies, the things that they're doing, we continue to respond to. I talked earlier and said, didn't we win? Why aren't they chasing us? What narrative have we set that says, oh, they got to fight against it? Name me one. Name me a narrative. Have we said, hey, check out the stupidity of the left who believe in this stupid thing called climate change? Have we look at the stupidity of the left who want to bring terrorists into our midst? Or why these morons won't let a duly elected, democratically elected president just go do his thing? I told my team, I said, I want Trump on a treadmill, and I want him talking to China's prime minister and Putin on a conference call, saying, here's what's going to happen to Assad and the North Koreans, while he's swatting the flies of the left. You know, when they talk about he's partnered with the Russians, He swats it. Hillary Clinton, I should have won. He swats it. Barack Obama, I have a legacy. He swats it. The Russians did it. He's just swatting flies. And he's and I said, I want it to be seen that Donald Trump can multitask, talk to these guys. And then behind that, I want a backdrop of the unemployment number going way down, that, you know, the countries, the companies that Donald Trump's working with, the agreements he's just gotten done that removed us from NAFTA and removed billions of dollars of onerous legislation. I want people to see what the stock market is doing and all these other indices is what they call them, that showcase Trump's impact on our economy, foreign and domestic, and so on. I said, because Donald Trump is juggling all that. Meanwhile, he's fending off the flies. He's not fending off piranhas. He's not fending off wild dogs. He's not fending off, you know, whatever, grizzly bears. He's fending off flies. That's what this is about. It's really that easy for him. And people were like, what do we do, Kev? What do we do? My team's asking me this the other day. I said, what do? We continue to let them know you're not going to get this. I said, put Donald Trump facing the media, facing academia, facing the Hollywood establishment, facing leftism and politicians and rhinos and everybody else, and have him stand there and say, is this all you chumps brought? As he unpacks his lunch. That's what I want to see. I want to see everybody in this country standing behind the president, telling the media and everybody else, you know what? If Donald Trump shoots somebody in the middle of Times Square, I'm going to videotape it and go watch it at home. In other words, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to dissuade me from liking this guy. Now, that would be ludicrous. But you have to deal with lunacy Yeah, fight fire with fire, even though firemen prefer to use water most of the time. Fight fire with fire. Let them know. You're not getting us. Forget your... I don't care what your polling says. Donald Trump is not doing great. Yeah, really? Okay. Well, thank you. Polling? It doesn't matter what they say. Now, I'm not trusting you. I don't believe you. There's nothing you're going to tell me that will make me change my mind about Donald Trump. Done. So, we got to deal with this stuff, folks. And anyway, this hour, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about these terrorists. I want to talk about the Black Lives Matter people. I want to talk about the list of atrocities against you. The shocking number of things that have happened that you may not even be aware of some of these things. I want to talk about Ramadan, the religion of peace, choosing Ramadan, their holy period, to wage jihad all over the world. I want to talk about a lot of things that are important to us and make sure you know that you're armed when you go have a conversation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
Well, Colin Kaepernick may need to go get himself a degree in social justice warrioring. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. He chimed in, the cop in the Philando Castile case. Bunch of whiny, you know, ethnocentric racist nonsense from a half-black dude raised by white people.
Yeah.
He's down with the struggle. Sure, Colin. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I don't even know what to, sometimes I get, I'm not at a loss for words by any means. I mean, you guys are looking at me like, no, it's not that. I'm not at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for how these people get to how they become. I really am. I'm not even at a loss for that. I understand it. I think it's how do we allow it? Colin Kaepernick, I'm glad he's getting what he's getting in terms of the NFL. He's blacklisted. My prediction, Colin Kaepernick won't play another down of NFL football. He may go overseas and play if he's got the guts. He's not playing any more regular football. Now, he may make money on the speaking circuit, going to colleges, universities. Maybe so. Fine. But his NFL career is over, and rightfully so. I want to talk about one of these social justice warriors, these leftists. By the way, they're the biggest terror group in America, leftists are. You're like, what are you talking about? They are. Leftists are the biggest terror group in America. Now, we can put them in buckets, like Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, just black thugs in general. Name me your criminal enterprise, and I will name you a leftist organization, for the most part. You get the occasional, you know, the Bernie Madoffs, the guys that do things that are, but even they, quite frankly, are leftists, because they would rip off people for their own personal good. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen by people on the right. People on the right just do things like that far less than those leftists do. So you've got this terror group, and I say bunch them all into one. The biggest terrorists on the planet are leftists who believe the hype of Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama and these people. These people terrorize you more than a black thug who, you know, if you happen to be driving through the hood and you want to do something crazy, you're going to probably lose your car, lose your purse, lose your wallet, potentially lose your life, maybe. But let me tell you, the Democrats want to kill you death by a thousand paper cuts, and they do it every single day. They don't care about you. They don't care about your money. They don't care about your kids, your grandkids, nothing. They don't care about your future. All they care about is what they get right now. And on the heels of James Hodgkinson going out and killing innocent people who happen to be Republican, who he happened to have targeted, you take any of that away, and what you have at its core is a crazy leftist who killed based on his ideology. And where did it come from? It came from the left. It came from how they think, how they trained him to think. And a terror group spokesperson had the nerve to say that we need to be banning white men. That would drastically reduce mass shootings, he said. His name is Sean King, a man who's made a living, a white man who's made a living pretending to be black. Many people have said, Sean King, take a DNA test. Tell us how much black you really are. Sean King is lucky if he's a quarter black. Lucky, I'm talking about in terms of what he wants to be. He'd be fortunate if he came back 25%. I'll bet you money Sean King is less than 25% black. But he professes to be black. He parlayed his blackness to become one of the leaders of one of the largest terrorist organizations in the country, Black Lives Matter. And subsequent to that gig, Sean King started writing for the New York Daily News. And in the spirit of his ruse of blackness, King presents a novel way of reducing mass shootings by saying, you know what, we didn't have as many white men, we wouldn't have as many mass shootings. So he advocates banning white men. Ironically, the move is a mighty ethnocentrically black racist move of a white guy. But that's what he wants. His columns for the publication, the New York Daily News, are almost exclusively about race, or lately about Donald Trump. Some of his recent fare includes calling Trump and his fans scary and blasting the president for his white privilege. King decided to break down the shooting of the congressional Republicans by James T. Hodgkinson in a terms of race. So he offered a race-based tweet storm, one of whom was really interesting to me, because Sean King is against banning, except there are conditions where he's okay with it. And he says, of course, I am against banning of any group of people, but factually speaking, banning white men would drastically reduce mass shootings. And he thinks he's being, profound. That's the word I'm looking for. He thinks he's being profound. I couldn't actually see his tweet because he banned me. And I found irony that this so-called black dude bans me. I've never had a direct interaction with Sean King, so he must have banned me based on, somebody else having him in a thread and him seeing my work. But I'm not surprised. He would have banned me directly by now, no doubt about it, because he's chicken. Why confront the truth when ignorance pays the bills? But even Van Jones suggested that white Christian men should be profiled due to their involvement in mass shootings. But this is what it got me to thinking about other things, right? So what if somebody suggests banning black teen boys? They commit a lot of crime. Some say that small demographic of boys, less than 5%, is responsible for over 45% of the crime in the country. So why not ban black teen dudes? Or what if banning blacks in general, given that 13% of the population is responsible for over 50% of the violent crime? Wouldn't that be a legitimate thing to bring up in the context of what Sean King is wanting? And as for mass shootings, I should suggest both these men look at how Muslim terrorists have escalated attacks around the globe over the past decade, then let us know who they think needs to be banned. It's part of the list of Islam terror attacks has been maintained by the Religion of Peace. And through June 5th, 2017, there were 918 Islamic attacks in 46 countries where 6,538 people died, 7,175 were injured. And then I found out since the last London attack, there have been over 66 other acts of terror. And I forget how many people were killed, but almost 400 more have been killed. The shooting in Virginia had nothing to do with race. It had to do with ideology. And Sean King knows it. That's why he's fighting us on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Anyway, we're goofy today. What can I say? So a white guy attacked Muslims in the UK. He ran over some Muslims. And the Prime Minister of Britain comes out and says, "We cannot stand for terrorism. No matter where it comes from, blah, blah, blah." And she's right. But that's retaliation. I'm not defending it. I get it. He's frustrated. He's like, you know, when's it going to stop? There are many people in America who believe that many people want to start a race war. Whether it's between black and whites, whether it's between Americans and Muslims, or Christians and Muslims, whatever. Americans and Arabs, doesn't matter. There are people that believe that. I wouldn't put it beyond anybody. It wouldn't shock me to learn that the white dude who they pay, you know, who ran into these Muslims in Britain was paid by MI5 or MI6 to do it. So there could be. I tell you, I watch a lot of conspiracy stuff, and it does get to you. But here's the thing. You may watch House of Cards or Boss or some of these other shows. They aren't making this stuff up. This is stuff that happens. People intentionally will try to do things so that they can influence public opinion. And nothing shocks me in this whole scheme of things that I've seen around any of this stuff. So a white guy attacked Muslims in the UK. That story will get more coverage than all of the Muslim attacks. There was an attack by Muslims in Paris. You guys aware of this? I told you the other day, there had been 66 Muslim attacks since June the 5th. That was when London was attacked for the second time. There's been 66 with over 350 people killed. And you wouldn't even know it. In probably 16 countries. I'm not exaggerating these numbers at all. That used to be what you'd get in a decade. That was in less than 2 weeks. That, if there's anything that I'm telling you guys that you should be thinking about, it's the level of escalation of these attacks. So there's been one white guy who's decided, you know what? I'm attacking back. And that'll get news coverage to where you'll go, whoa, there's an epidemic of white people attacking Muslims. No, there's not. It's strange to hear of a story like that. That's weird. You're like, wow, he really got driven to insanity. But when Muslims attack, you don't hear people going, oh, he was just crazy. He was driven to do something. They just go, hey, okay, there was an attack. What? So what, Kevin? What are you trying to say?
What do you want from us?
You're like, I just want you to acknowledge it.
Yep.
Here's a mind-blowing list of attacks, folks. We published this the other day. The rise of Donald Trump has sparked leftist rage like never before. Antifa leftists hide their faces while they destroy property and attack anyone in their way. I'm talking women, children, elderly. It doesn't matter who. When Antifa is exercising its brutality, it doesn't matter. College campuses have closed their doors to conservatives. They harass students who don't capitulate to mind control, threaten your grade, threaten your future, even. To say the political atmosphere is hostile is an understatement of the highest order. And as leftist and Bernie Sanders supporter James Hodgkinson proved, leftists willingly will kill over their twisted beliefs. A Trump truck got shot up in Indianapolis. We told this story not too long ago. Two black men are suspects. Simply put, if you display support for Donald Trump, the left may very well kill you over your First Amendment right. So the Daily Caller assembled a list of the many attacks against conservatives over the past year. And liberal intolerance, you'll see from this list, is at an all-time high. I'm not even including these crazy Muslims. That aggression since Trump's nomination, they write, is difficult to enumerate, but nevertheless, the Daily Caller News Foundation pored over media reports to compile a close but non-exhaustive list of violent acts against conservatives in the months following the Republican convention. This wasn't even in leading up to it. They reviewed numerous articles that detailed attacks against conservatives and Trump supporters. Only instances of threats and violence where the perpetrators were clear are included. Excluded are events where the instigator was difficult to ascertain. So here's the attacks over time. In July of 2016, Hillary Clinton supporter lights a flag on fire and then attacks a Trump supporter in Pittsburgh. Trump supporter sues San Jose after protesters jump on cars, stole hats, fought, and threw eggs at them. Those two things happened in July of 2016. Then we got August. Anti-Trump protesters attacked Trump supporters in Minneapolis, beat an elderly man. They attacked the Trump motorcade. A Tennessee man was assaulted at a garage sale for being a Trump supporter. A Trump supporter in New Jersey was attacked with a crowbar on the street. So we went from 2 to 3 in September and October. I mean, in July and September. July and August. September, protesters in El Cajon, California chased and beat up a Trump supporter. So it was only the one. In October, a GOP office in North Carolina was firebombed, spray painted with Nazi Republicans, get out of town or else. November. This was an amazing month for Trump stuff. This is when it finally sunk in to the left that things weren't going their way. So a high school student was attacked after she wrote that she supported Trump on social media. The perpetrator ripped her glasses off and punched her in the face. Sometimes you just wish these were your kids. I'm talking about the one that got punched, except it would have been a different story had my kids gotten the threat of a punch. The next one, the president of Cornell's University College Republicans was assaulted the night after Trump won the election. The next one, students protesting Trump punched and kicked a Maryland high school student wearing a Make America Great Again hat. A high school student was arrested in Florida after he punched a classmate for carrying a Trump sign at school. A 24-year-old was reportedly attacked on a New York subway for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. A group of black men in Chicago attacked a white man while raging against Trump. High school students in Rockville, Maryland physically assailed another student for supporting Trump, kicking him while he was on the ground. How many of these do you want me to read? This is all in November. This is when, and I wish they'd done it chronologically, and maybe even graphically, where they show you the little dots in the level of escalation. Because It was 3-3-1-1-1, whatever, leading up to November. But in November, we've had 1-2. Let's just look at 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-11. Maybe I got to scroll, sorry. 11-12-13. 13 in November. 2 more in December. 3 more in January. 3 more in February. I'm going to go through these quickly. 4 more in March. 1-2-3-4. April. 4 in April, none in May, I guess, and in June, there are 2, including Hodgkinson opening fire. Maybe it was May. Was there May? March, April. Oh, I got it. April, March had 1, April had 2, and May had at least 4. But November was like crazy. I mean, because people are just losing their minds. They lost their minds. Let me get through a few more of these. A California high school student yelled to a Trump supporter, "You support Trump, you hate Mexicans," before beating the girl. An anti-bullying ambassador who supported BLM was arrested after shoving a 65-year-old man to the ground. Texas elementary school student was beaten by classmates for voting for Trump in a mock election. Told you, this is in Texas, where people get shot over stuff like that. Let me tell you, my son did the same thing. He voted for Trump. Only one of 2 kids in his school that voted for Trump. But he tells them vocally. He's for it. 2 men punched and kicked a Connecticut man who was standing with an American flag and a Trump sign. High school student in Florida punched another student who was holding a Trump sign. Man was murdered in Georgia after an argument about whether Trump would deport an Hispanic man. Like I said, they'll kill you. One was beaten and dragged by a car. Trump supporters attacked at a rally in Richmond, Virginia. Trump supporter was knocked unconscious after airport protesters repeatedly beat him on the head. This is crazy stuff, folks. The list of these proves, undoubtedly, I ask a very simple question. I'll tell you what, tell me where anything close to this exists where people on the right did it to the left. Just show me where. I've been asking this question of leftists for a long time. Call the show, 844-551-8255. Play Stump the Professor. I'm the professor.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And I found an article that made me think. I mean, a lot of them do, and I challenge you to think as well. And I know that sounds kind of trite. Everything makes you think to some degree. It fires up the brain cells, the synapses go, what's this about, right? And the more curious you are, the more you tend to use your brain, the more it gets active. It's like lifting weights. You use your brain, it gets more powerful. It gets more discerning. It can think deeper. It can think more abstract. So I get this article, and here's the actual link. It says, killing of Muslim teenager not being investigated as a hate crime, police say. I thought to myself, wow, killing of a Muslim girl wasn't considered a hate crime. So then my immediate thought was, well, she was killed by a perp, you know, just somebody that said, wow, she's a girl. It turns out she was, sexually assaulted and then killed. So my immediate thought was, okay, well, it was just a crime, right? No harm, no foul. No sense. Oh, it's a hate crime. No, sexual assault's not a hate crime. It's a crime of control, and the guy obviously got out of control after the act and kills this girl, so there'd be no witnesses. I mean, we've heard of these types of scenarios all the time. No big deal. So I read the story, and I'm like, I want to learn a little bit more. It's rare. Why wouldn't they just put young girl killed and not going to be investigated as a hate crime? Maybe I just look at it and go, was she white? Was she black? Whatever. She's Muslim. They got to tell me the title, Muslim teenager. It's not going to be investigated. Her death will not be investigated as a hate crime. And I'm thinking, boy, yes, the society growing up. They go, well, no, sexual assault, blah, blah, blah. Oh, geez, okay. So as sad as it is, she was caught up in the normal, you know, leftism of the world. Somebody was casing her out. Some lecherous leftist who said, you know what, your body's not yours. So then I think, well, maybe it's a Muslim man who she was out of her hijab one day and he's like, I'll show you. I'll show you right now. So could have been that. Here's what the article reads. The death of a Virginia teenager who police say she was attacked near a mosque in the Sterling area is not being investigated as a hate crime, according to authorities. On Sunday, police found the girl's remains after the mosque had reported her missing, and a 22-year-old man has been charged with the murder in connection with the case. I thought, okay, they found the guy. Relatives identified the girl as Nabra Hassanin of Reston. Prosecutors say Nabra was 16 years old, but police had initially said she was 17. Okay, 16, 17, we're quibbling here. Fairfax County Police identified the man charged with murder and her death as Darwin Martinez Torres of Sterling. Now the story gets a little interesting because it's Darwin Martinez Torres of Sterling. So on Sunday night, his family and friends gathered. Sasan Gazar, the teenager's mother, said, pray for me that I can handle this. I lost my daughter, my first reason for happiness. Torres was held without bond following a brief arraignment Monday. Now, if you're starting to go, well, Kevin, come on now, you're dropping hits. Torres. He's held without bond until after his arraignment, the brief arraignment, well after the arraignment occurred. All cases involving juveniles are heard in juvenile court in Virginia, even if defendants are adults. Appearing on a video from the county jail, Torres spoke through a Spanish translator to answer a judge's questions. He was appointed a public defender, and his next court appearance was set for July the 19th. So we learn that Torres needs an interpreter. They said, Fairfax County prosecutors offered no new information about the case during the hearing and declined to comment afterwards. And I thought to myself, this is an interesting case. It really is cut and dry. Young girl dies, sexual assault, and killed. Boom. Done. Should be done. Until we bring in Mr. Torres. Because Mr. Torres only spoke Spanish. Yep. So, my question became, when killing a Muslim is just a crime? Because, see, this should have been considered a, quote, hate crime. In theory. Now, I get it. I understand he didn't target her as a Muslim. He targeted her as a woman. Which I'm shocked they don't just make that a hate crime, because the way some of these feminists talk, it's what it should be. But they target her because he targeted her because she's a woman, not because she's a Muslim woman. So I get it. I think hate crime stuff is stupid to begin with. A hate crime generally means somebody died, and dead is dead. He's deader than the other guy. Whatever, he's dead. But I wonder what would have happened had it been a white dude who had done it. not Torres, but a white dude. Will we still be talking? No, it's no longer a hate crime. I think for some reason they would consider it a hate crime if it was a white guy. But what also gets me is this. It wasn't just the fact that Torres was Hispanic. You can ascertain from the fact that he needed a translator that he's an illegal. See, it's one thing if Torres had been a white guy, like, say, Johnson. Or it might have been black. Let's say, like, Kozlowski. So, if Torres had been Kozlowski, we would have had a problem. It probably would have been considered a hate crime. But it's more than that, because Torres might be an American. His first name is Darwin. It's not exactly a typical Mexican name. Darwin Martinez Torres of Sterling. Of Sterling? You think that's where he lives? Darwin Martinez Torres was likely from Mexico. He's been living here 60, 90 days. Cases this Muslim girl. I don't know whether he... Who knows what, you know. It's like I was writing about my dad when he was... he told me the story about casing the dude that he robbed of roughly 20 grand. And he tells that story almost with glee. I mean, I'm listening to him tell the story. He's like, yeah, son. So, you know, I'll admit I was hyped up on drugs. And I'd seen this man, and I know that what he was doing. I'd watch where he would go. I would case the man. And I could tell. It didn't start out that way, but I'd see that he had a briefcase. And he always went up into, you know, to some downloads. I think he was dealing in jewels. And he'd come out with that briefcase, and he'd have it clutched. And I watched him. I watched him for a couple of weeks. I knew his routine. Then he gets him and robs him. Thankfully, he let him live. But then he eventually got caught, I think, in some drunken stupor, drug-induced stupor, and case closed. It was done. So Darwin Martinez Torres probably scoped out this girl, watched her a few days, watched her routine, and interrupted that routine in order to kill her and to rape her. And he's not even from the United States. And I'm not saying, oh, he's from the United States, so that's okay. No, I'm not implying that at all. What I'm saying is, if he's not in the United States, this Muslim girl survives. The left tell us if we could just save one life. You think it's anecdotal that illegals come to the country and kill people? I don't. But what's interesting to me is it's one thing to soft shoe it. They did more than soft shoe this. This is an illegal that kills a Muslim girl, and they won't call it a hate crime. I mean, I'm with you. I don't know that it is necessarily, but I know instances where they would have said it's a hate crime. Was it the rape? The sexual assault? Was that the reason? Don't have an answer for you. But I do know this. They don't want it to be that, unless it were a white man. If it were a white man, this would have hate crime all over. I'm convinced of this. Yeah, I'm convinced. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen here. There's not a whole lot of anything new, but I know the family's grieving and would love to get, you know, have their daughter back. I know the feeling, not because I've lost a child or anything, but I can certainly empathize. The most intriguing part was what they didn't do here. Anyway, that was a lot more I wanted to get to today, folks. We'll do it tomorrow, I promise.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.